Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Parents sacrifice a lot for the kids when they're growing up, and I think there's usually tears of joy, tears of maybe discomfort when the kids finally go off to school and set on their first steps to, you know, getting that little bit older year by year, and then finally leaving home.
Achieving independence.
That's right, independence. I'm still trying to get that.
Moving back a few years later.
That's right, to save up the deposit for the house. Mm. But I think that basically for some parents, it can be a little bit hard to cut the cord with the kids, so to speak, when it comes to, you know, sort of letting them, you know, go in their own sort of direction and sort of making them more independent, I suppose.
You've got those helicopter parents that just hover over the kids all the time.
Exactly right.
Don't let them roam free. You're going to need free-range kids.
Yeah, usually it's when there's the school project. It's like, all right, you got a project. So, no, you don't do that. Just give me the project. I'll just do it. You just sit there. What mark did we get when it finally comes back? But a mum in the US in South Carolina and her husband are coming under a bit of fire on the internet. So there's this age-old topic of basically kids sharing the bed with parents. At what sort of age would you reckon that it's time to finally cut the cord when it comes to that? It's like, all right, you need to start staying in your own bed overnight. You can't be jumping in our bed all the time.
Yeah, I mean, kids probably shouldn't be just sleeping in their mum and dad's bed on a regular basis. Mm. But if it's a situation where maybe they'd had a scary dream or something like that, then sure, you know, every now and then. But
yeah, if I was one of the parents, I'd be like, come on, mate, this isn't an Airbnb.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, turn up whenever you want to without checking in.
I just have a waterbed for the parents. And then if the kids try to get in the bed, you just run and jump on the waterbed and then they just get flung off it.
I think these two parents, though, in South Carolina have gotten quite used to this sort of thing because literally they have a massive 3.5 meter bed.
Whoa.
So they've actually had a king bed and they've even made like a tinkered with it and put another queen mattress there to make this massive bed. Because their kids just simply keep coming in all the time. So they just accepted this as basically a way of life now.
So they just let the kids come in any hours of the night and just crawl over them and
just one big giant
grab a spot in bed.
Yeah, something out of, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with the four sets of grandparents in the one bed.
That sounds more like something out of like a David Attenborough documentary where you've got the lion and the lioness and the cubs are crawling all over them and stuff.
And you're probably wondering how many cubs there are in the bed. Well, they've got 5 kids.
Oh, wow.
So 5 kids, 2 adults.
No, that's... Oh, my God. How do they get any sleep with that amount of kids, like, always in the bed, restless?
And what makes it even worse is, like, obviously they've been doing this since the kids were born, but now the eldest kid's 8.
Oh, okay.
So an 8-year-old kid still in the bed with the parents.
And what happens if their 8-year-old kid has a sleepover, like has a friend over for a sleepover? Do they have to like move over?
Yeah.
Our friend, you know.
Head to toe.
Timmy's come over for a sleepover. That's a bit awkward.
Yeah, people on the internet, once they heard about this story, some are slamming them saying, you know, you've got to sort of cut the cord. This is a little bit ridiculous. Others are saying, you know, oh, maybe it's just a very loving family, but a lot of people are saying they're going to end up spoilt if you're just giving in to their every sort of need, like...
Yeah, you do have to say no to the kids, I think, you know. They're going to hear it in life. So
yeah, exactly
you're
right.
You're not really preparing them for the greater world if you don't say no every now and then.
And one of the big questions that's obviously come up is like, well, if you've technically got 5 kids in the bed, you're 2 adults, what happens when it comes to, you know, intimacy between, you know, the sort of couples?
When you want to make something happen so you have to buy a bigger bed.
Yeah,
so
exactly right. Sure. I would imagine, though, like if you come to that situation where maybe the husband's trying to give the wife or the partner, whoever it is, the tap on the shoulder, all of a sudden you look left, right, and you're like, oh, okay, I think this is definitely going to be a bad idea. We're going to have to get a bigger bed.
You need a different bed. You're talking about.
You need your own little private island
after
that sort of stage. But I think the hardest thing will definitely be when it comes to story time in the bed as well. Like you've got 5 kids, 5 different stories, and then you'd be trying to read in the nursery rhymes. Then they'd hit a bit too close to home. You'd be grabbing the one, oh, let's hear about the woman in the shoe. And you'd be like, oh, basically, that's me. So let's put that one down. That one's
that's just too real.
Yeah, Goldilocks in the 3 different beds. All right, that one sort of sucks as well. So, oh, we got one here. Let's just do this one. Okay, there were 3 in the bed, and the little one said, oh, get the permanent marker. Nope, there were 7 in the bed, and the little one said, roll out. No, we can't do that. Might crush one of the kids. I'll just go to sleep, kids.
Just give them some NyQuil.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And the New South Wales government had to put out an SOS on Tuesday afternoon for a new flag, a New Zealand flag, because on the Anzac Bridge in Sydney, there's 2 flags that fly atop that bridge. One is the Aussie flag, and the other is our Kiwi friend's flag.
Across the ditch.
Now, sadly, for almost a month now, the New Zealand flag has been missing something because both flags share a lot in common. Just like how we share custody of Sonny Bill Williams with our Kiwi brothers and sisters, we share the Southern Cross and also the Union Jack on both our flags. But unfortunately, on the New Zealand flag atop the Anzac Bridge, the big star was missing. Like,
oh, geez.
For a month, they were flying the wrong New Zealand flag. How did no one flag this?
Yeah, if you're going to do something wrong, just, you know, make it worth it. Like, that's, if you're going to make a mistake, that's probably one of the best places in the country you could make a mistake.
You reckon no one will notice it up there? No one's even looking at them.
There or the Opera House would be probably some of the worst places you could ever magnify a mistake times 100.
And it wasn't even like, you know, the coronavirus where we can blame it on China, because most flags that you buy are made there. But this one was made in Australia.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if they ran out of those giant stars to put on the flag or something, but obviously it's caused a bit of a kerfuffle. Diplomatic relations between the two countries are at an all-time low due to Flaggate, as they've dubbed it. This was New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern talking about the whole issue.
To be honest, I'm probably a bit more disappointed that they will not concede on Crowded House. They're very defensive still about Pavlova. I think if we're looking for debate, flags probably are the ones that we find least offensive.
And Bega MP and New South Wales Transport Minister, Andrew Constance, who you would expect would be involved in this due to the flags flying atop a bridge, he's apologised, saying, sorry about the flag, but you're not getting Crowded House back. So that was his official response on Twitter. I love this story. It's
custody
great.
Over Crowded House, that's what it's always been about.
That's right. Meanwhile, because they're in an election at the moment over in New Zealand. And so that was Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister, and also the opposition leader. This is what she had to say about the whole flag thing.
Would you consider reigniting the flag debate so that we don't have this constant confusion with the Aussie flag?
I think the Aussies can change this.
No. Our flag was established in 1901. You guys came up with your flag, which is a direct copy of ours, in 1902. And yes, both flags are derivative of the Union Jack, the British flag. But whatever. We had that flag first.
Yeah,
we could change yours.
We could almost blame them for tracing.
That's right. It's like when your little brother just copies everything you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it feels like. So I don't know how this is going to go. Obviously, you know, Anzac, this isn't in the Anzac spirit.
No.
We're going to have to change the name of the bridge to just the Ack Bridge. Just take out the NZ part. So it's a bit embarrassing, really, that we've done this.
Controversial.
But, you know, when you think about it, it's not the first time we've stolen a big star from New Zealand, really.
And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And now, footy tipping with Mick Wayman on Power FM.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We are great.
Tell you what, tonight, Broncos a lot to play for, to not win the spoon.
Well, that's right, you know, and if they both get beat, Bulldogs and the Broncos, the Bulldogs have to get beaten by a fair score. So it's do or die for the Broncos. They've got to win.
And there's some new rules coming into play for a couple of teams this round, Mick, like to do with the scrums.
I've heard about it, but I don't know exactly what changes have been made. So, look, I think it'll be interesting and see how it all works. And, you know, you applaud the NRL for doing it before the season finishes, because they trial these rules during trial games and, you know, it doesn't work.
Mm. Yeah, there's a couple of big rule changes, but probably one of the biggest ones is the bunker having the power to go over the referee on the field if they think a try should be a no try. As they're basically, after the try is scored, they can actually pause the shot at goal to then override the on-field referee just to review a decision about a try.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been given a bit of extra power.
And they can also just stop play at any time to let you know what sort of combo deals are available at KFC.
Yeah, that too.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
All right, so obviously tonight's game is the Broncos versus Cowboys. This is the first of the games to have the trial. So which team do you think is going to win tonight?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Always a tough battle with these two sides. And I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
And the Gold Coast Titans have had a pretty good season for them. They're just outside the top eight and they're up against the Knights tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll go with the Knights. They showed the weekend that they're starting to come back and they need to be consistent. And I know that's something that they'll be working on pretty strongly this week. So I'll go the Knights.
Our jackpot game, the Rabbitohs versus the Roosters, two foundation clubs. Who's going to win this one?
I'm going to go with the Roosters. I wasn't real happy with how South went last week.
Mm.
But I think the Roosters will probably come out a lot stronger.
And what's that score going to be?
I'm going to go 28-22.
Then Saturday night, how much will the Bulldogs get mauled by the Panthers, do you think?
Well, it'll be a fair bit. yeah, I think the Panthers will be way too strong.
And the Sharks taking on your Raiders.
Yeah, take the Raiders. It's going to be a good chance for a lot of these kids to show what they got. And also the guys that haven't played for a while, I think it'll give them a good opportunity to get some
game time under their belt. So, yeah, go the Raiders at home.
And don't sit in front of Ricky Stewart's coaching box. Geez, is that the lesson that. There?
Stay right away from Ricky. Yeah, he's a very passionate man, and we all know that he tends to get a lot of vocal and also gets right into a game. So, yeah, stay right away from Ricky.
And also, Michael Maguire doesn't like to be near chairs as well, so
yeah, that's
just
it.
Watch out for that.
On Saturday night, the West Tigers are up against the Eels.
Yeah, I'm going to go with West Tigers.
And the Warriors, they won't be able to wait till this season's over, I think, and behind them taking on the Sea Eagles. Which one's going to win this one?
I'm going to take the Warriors to have a good game to finish the year off. These guys will be itching to get home and go home to their families.
And wrapping up round 20, did you let out the same groan that Hutsy did when he realised Dragons are playing the number two team, the Melbourne Storm?
Well, Dragons, very, very disappointing year. And I think it's going to be a good test for the Dragons, but I can't see them beating them, so I'll go the Storm.
And that's the NRL round 20. Of course, locally, the Group 16 wrapped up with the Bega Roosters v Tatra on the weekend for the under-18s premiership. So well done to the Roosters, lads. How are the Maruya Sharks under-7s looking at the moment?
We've got our last game on Saturday down in Maruma. We've had a up-and-down year, I guess you could say, with being able to play one week and then washed out the next and then COVID the next and then washed out the next. And
yeah, the big question is, how's the contract renegotiations going for you as coach next year?
With a bit of luck, I'll get sacked, but
you don't have to do much these days to get sacked.
Oh, maybe that's what the NRL coaches need to do, is hope you get sacked and they won't. I've really enjoyed my time this year, guys, and I look forward to next year and, you know, get to see these guys step up and enjoy themselves as much as they do and have a big smile on their face every week. That's what you do it for. Look forward to moving on to the under-8s next year.
Sounds like they're having a lot of fun, so hopefully they have a good game Saturday. Same for you, Mick. Have a top week, and we'll catch you again next Thursday.
No worries, guys. See you later.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.